بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب تحريم الكبر والإعجاب الحمد لله. This is chapter 72 of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains the prohibition of pride and vanity or self-conceit. He brings a few verses of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns pride and also vanity. قال الله تعالى تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. Allah Ta'ala says that is the home of the hereafter, in other words Jannah, for those who we shall assign or we shall give who do not desire pomp or arrogance in this world. No corruption. The word ulu in Arabic means to be high, lofty. These people in this world, they live with humility and they do not desire pomp on this earth. Nor do they cause any corruption. So Allah Ta'ala says we shall assign for them that house, that abode, that is the Jannat for them. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ And the good outcome in the hereafter will be for those who have taqwa in this world. وقال تعالى ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا And do not walk on this earth with pride and arrogance. Do not walk on this earth haughtily. وقال تعالى ولا تصعر خدك للناس Do not turn your face away from people with pride and arrogance. ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا Do not walk arrogantly on the earth. إن الله لا يحب كل مختار فخور Verily Allah Ta'ala detests every arrogant boasting person. وقال تعالى إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم. Allah Ta'ala talks about Qarun, and we discussed this many times previously, in which Allah Ta'ala says that Qarun was from the people of Musa alayhi salatu salam. He was a relative of Musa alayhi salatu salam, but we find that Qarun, he rebelled against the people. Allah had given him plentiful. وَآتَيْنَهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُؤُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قُومُوا لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ Allah Ta'ala says, we granted him such treasures that just the keys of those treasures were so heavy for a group of strong men to carry. Allah Ta'ala mentioned that when his people said to him, do not be boastful, for Allah does not like those who are boastful, and seek the home of the hereafter using the means that Allah Ta'ala has given you, and do not forget your portion of this world. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا But Allah Ta'ala says, be good. So in other words, whatever you require for the dunya, for your necessities, Allah Ta'ala says, go and earn it, use it, no problem. But do not be boastful, do not be arrogant. Be good, just as Allah has been good to you. And do not see corruption on the earth, for Allah Ta'ala does not like those who are corrupt. But you find that Qarun was full of haughtiness, and he said, all these things I have God, it is because of my own skill, my own strength. And Allah Ta'ala then mentions, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ That we sank him with his belongings and into the earth. So Allah Ta'ala destroyed him completely. So again, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah brought these verses to show us that pride is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detests. And a person should not treat others with contempt. A person should not think low of people. Al-kibru batarul haqqi wa ghamtun nas. As the first hadith we will do. On Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, La yadkhulu al-jannata man kana fi qalbihi mithqalu dharratin min kibrin. Listen to the hadith very carefully. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala sayyid Rasulullah said, That person shall not enter Jannah who has an atom's weight of pride in his heart. So minute. He's got that amount of pride equivalent to an atom's weight. He shall not enter into Jannah. So a person asks, فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يُحِبُّ أَن يَكُونَ ثُوبُهُ حَسَنًا وَنَعْلُهُ حَسَنًا A man likes that his clothes are neat and new and clean and his shoes are beautiful. Is that the question was, does that tantamount to pride? قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ Rasul says, Allah is beautiful. In other words, Allah has perfect attributes, qualities. Allah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves beauty. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows beauty on his creation, and if a person wears or likes his clothing to be neat and nice and good looking, there is no problem in that. However, al-kibru batarul haqqi wa ghamtun nas. This is the definition of pride, and all of us should understand and learn this. What is pride? Batarul haqq. Where a person rejects the truth. The truth is open, it's clear, it is explained, it is evident, but the person still rejects it. And وَغَمْتُ nas, he treats people with contempt. اِحْتِقَارُهُمْ, he belittles people. He thinks of himself to be superior and others to be inferior. This is pride. If a person is wearing nice clothes, then this does not necessarily mean he's got pride in him. Yes, if he starts boasting about his outward garments and his dressing and his wealth and his position or his beauty, whatever bounty Allah has bestowed upon him, and he boasts to others and he does it arrogantly, then this is pride. And if he thinks of himself to be superior and he thinks of others to be low, then such a thing would be pride. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala has given us ni'mat. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Allah Ta'ala says, speak about the favors that Allah has given you. So Allah has given us a ni'mat, a car, a house, clothing, wear it. That is not called pride. Pride is when you reject the truth and you think low of people. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and make amal. Allah protect all of us from pride. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ